He waited to see if she would ask for his last name, and was secretly delighted when she didn't. "I'm Milana." She held out a hand crusted with rings. They twinkled like the pinball lights. "You here with your dad?" "With my friend," Bobby said. "I think he's making a bet on the Haywood-Albini prize fight." Milana looked alarmed and amused at the same time. She leaned forward with one finger to her red lips. She made a shh sound at Bobby and blew out a strong, liquory smell with it. "Don't say bet in here," she cautioned him. "This is a billiard parlor. Always remember that, and you'll always be fine." "Okay." "You're a handsome little devil, Bobby. And you look..." She paused. "Do I know your father, maybe? Is that possible?" Bobby shook his head, but doubtfully. He had reminded Len of someone, too. "My dad's dead. He died a long time ago." He always added this, so people wouldn't get all gushy. "What was his name?" But before he could say, Alana Files said it herself. It came out of her painted mouth like a magic word. "Was it Randy? Randy Garrett? Randy Greer? Something like that?" For a moment, Bobby was so flabbergasted he couldn't speak. It felt as if all the breath had been sucked out of his lungs. "Randall Garfield. But how..." She laughed, delighted. Her bosom heaved. "Well, mostly your hair, but also the freckles and this here ski jump." She bent forward, and Bobby could see the tops of smooth white breasts that looked as big as water barrels. She skidded one finger lightly down his nose. "He came in here to play pool?" "Nah. Said he wasn't much of a stick. He'd drink a beer. Also, sometimes..." She made a quick gesture, then dealing from an invisible deck. It made Bobby think of McQuown. "Yeah," Bobby said. "He never met an inside straight he didn't like. That's what I heard." "Well, I don't know about that, but he was a nice guy. He could come in here on a Monday night when the place is always like a grave, and in half an hour or so he'd have everybody laughing. He'd play that song by Joe Stafford, I can't remember the name, and make Lenny turn up the jukebox. Real sweetie, kid. That's mostly why I remember him. A sweetie with red hair is a rare commodity. He wouldn't buy a drunk a drink. He had a thing about that, but otherwise he'd give you the shirt right off his back. All you had to do was ask." "But he lost a lot of money, I guess," Bobby said. He couldn't believe he was having this conversation that he had met someone who had known his father. Yet he supposed a lot of finding out happened like this, completely by accident. You were just going along, minding your own business, and all at once the past sideswiped you.